You made this place like a maze. Like the one in the desert you told me about.
Good for cutting demons off from the horde. And a moment's sucker is never more than a step away.
Holland hefted the heavy jug he had taken from behind the bar in the tavern and filled two tiny clay cups with clear liquid.
They have a spirit in Krasia that the Shroom sometimes drink before going into battle. Call it koozie. Say it gives a warrior courage. I found poteen to have a similar effect.
Thought you said the Shroom embraced their fear.
Well, most do, and there ain't no better way. But embracing leaves a body cold. Don't want to be cold when I'm in a place like Sweetwell. I want to be mad as the core itself.
Slowly, the light failed completely, and the telltale mists began to rise, heralding the Corelings. The mists began to coalesce into field demons, sleek and low to the ground, prowling on all fours like lions, faster than anything alive. A few wood demons appeared as well, the larger demons taking longer to form. Rena moved towards a coalescing wood demon. At last, the demon solidified. Its orifice was great enough to swallow her entire head, with row upon row of pointed teeth. Rena flicked her hand at it, tossing a warded acorn into the gaping maw.
Well, nice work, but I'll do you one better.
Rena smirked and crossed her arms, stepping over to the safety of a ward post.
Like to see you try, Arlen Bales.
Arlen bowed. A field demon turned solid a few feet away from him, bigger than a night wolf. Arlen crossed his arms the same as Rena, standing his ground. But the field demon passed through Arlen as if he had been made of smoke. His body swirled where the creature passed through it, returning after a moment to sharp clarity.
Nothing can touch me in the night now, Ren. Not if I see it coming.
The field demon was leaping back at him. He quick-stepped around the demon's back to avoid the flailing claws and put the demon in a headlock. He reached his free hand around to draw a heat ward on the demon's chest with his bare finger. Ren gaped. But Arlen wasn't finished with the lesson. He strode towards another field demon, provoking an attack.
Of course, if I don't see it coming in time to stop it...
Arlen was knocked back several steps as the demon's claws struck home, tearing into his abdomen. Rena pulled her knife and darted forward to interpose herself between Arlen and the demon. But Arlen straightened and stopped her up short with a raised hand. The demon pounced again, but once more Arlen blew apart like smoke. When he reformed, there was no sign of his injury. Even his robe was mended.
Given a moment to catch my wits, I can heal just about anything that doesn't kill me.
The demon came at him a third time, but this time Arlen drew a quick warding in the air. But as the demon struck the ground several yards away, Arlen staggered. To Rena's warded eyes, he had been bright with magic a moment before. Now the glow of his wards was noticeably dimmer.
I draw wards on a demon. The coiling powers them itself. I draw them in the air. They draw magic from me instead.
The demon came back at him a fourth time, but this time Arlen seized it by the throat and pinned it to the ground in a Sharusak hold. As he held it down, Rena could see the wards on his hands throbbing with power. The power in his hands built in intensity until the demon's throat collapsed. With a flex of his muscles, Arlen tore its head clean off.
How come you can draw wards in the air and I can't?
Rena scanned the field for more demons. There were some still circling, but they were wary of the two humans now and kept their distance.
I didn't know myself for a long time. Didn't understand any of my powers. But when I fought that demon along the path to the core, our minds touched and a lot came clear. I really have become part demon.